Okay, this is the Isser of Schora doing business with Peiru Shvius. It's a separate prohibition in the Torah. La'och level of the Schora. You can't do business with it. Now, business does not mean you can't buy and sell it. It means buying and selling in certain ways. We'll see what that means. Peiru Shvius. Afshin Nimkru Be'issel Nesu. Also, Lischor of Peiru Shvius. Vasokor of Peiru Shvius. Over on Mitzvah Saseh. It says, La'ochla v'lo l'schora, it's a mitzvah saseh, it's a lav habo mechla laseh. Right? You're going against the intent of the Torah that it should be for eating, not for business. Even if you did business, it doesn't prohibit the fruit. If you did business be'isser, you bought perish v'is, completely be'isser, it doesn't ask you the perish, you're allowed to eat them. Okay. But you did something wrong, by buying, in a wrong way. Business means making a business deal with it, right? Basically, you're going and gathering perishvias or vegetables or whatever in order to sell them and to make profit on them. That's your purpose in doing it. But doing a little bit, you gathered a little bit. You could have eaten it, but for whatever reason, you didn't have So you want to sell off that little bit. You're allowed to do. You're allowed to take money for perishvias. We'll see in one second, right? If it's only a small amount. How much is a small amount? What a person would normally shop for at one shopping spree, or according to others, three meals of that thing. So the minimum is three meals. The maximum is what you would buy for, if you go shopping once a week, what you would buy week by week. That's okay, even if your intention is to sell to somebody else. Okay. You're allowed to sell perishvias, you can't sell them in the normal way. You can't sell them by number or by weight. Or by volume. You can just sell it by, I'm selling you a pack of this. But not that the weight is specific and the volume is specific, right? Or the number is specific. Okay. So you sell it like, ba'omid. Approximation. Okay. The reason for that is kedesh lo yunira kesocher perishvias, because if you sell it by weight and exact, it looks like you're doing business with perishvias. That looks like business. But if you're just selling it incidentally, right here, take a pack, right, pay me for it. That's okay. Gamba ofen. Another reason also is that it should be nikur that they're perishvias because you're selling them in an unusual way, so people will know they have to deal with it with kedusha shvias. Gamba open a mutter limkor perishvias also lemachron bashuk. You can't sell them in a regular shuk, because that surely looks like business. But makom shaderek lemachron shom kol hashanim, a place where you sell them all every year. Kadesh lo yinir kischor, as long as it shouldn't look like business. Okay, so the conditions are you could sell perishvias, but only a small amount. You can only buy a small amount, and I can't buy it by weight, and I can't buy it in the regular place where I normally buy it. To be like in a distribution area, okay, not a regular store. Hamocher perish afilu b'derech hamuteres. If you do sell perish shvius, even the way that it's mutter, like we said, hari adam nisbasim do shvius. There's another problem, and that is the money that you buy the kedusha shvius things becomes kadosh b'kedusha shvius. The money now comes that you can only use it for buying food stuff, and the food stuff that you buy with that money you have to treat with kedusha shvius. Now, when it comes to shvius, whenever you exchange the shvius, original shvius for, it becomes kodesh. The original shvius remains kodesh. The thing you traded for subsequently becomes kodesh on every stage. So if I use money to buy kedusha shvius things, and then that money now I have to buy other things that are edible that I can treat with kedusha shvius. Once I buy those other things, the money now becomes not with kedusha shvius, and the other things I bought now have kedusha shvius. If I exchange those things for other things, since I buy, let's say, fruit, and then I exchange the fruit for fish, the fish now has kedusha shvius, and the fruit not. But the original fruit that had kedusha shvius always remains with kedusha shvius. And subsequent to that, what you traded for the new thing becomes Kedusha Shvius, and the thing before it loses its Kedusha. Okay. Okay, so that's Tvisa, and therefore it's a problem to give money to somebody that you know is, what's it called, is not going to use that money properly. If you give money to somebody who is selling Kedusha Shvius things, and you know that he's going to take that money and use it to buy a suit, and not to buy payers that he's going to keep a Kedusha Shvius, so you're causing him to do an Aveira. Gamba open shamechiru muteres ka'amur also liknosa michoshut sheino shomra kedusha shvius. You can't buy fruit from somebody who is suspected of not keeping kedusha shvius, right? Because you're giving him money that he's not going to use properly. Okay, you're not allowed to pay debts with money that was generated from kedusha shvius. Okay, because that's also socher. You can't use kedusha shvius fruit to pay a debt. Okay. In other words, if I owe you $100, I can't give you $100 worth of Kedusha Shvius fruit to pay the debt. Okay, because you're using the Kedusha Shvius not for eating, using it for paying debts. Even though ultimately it's going to be eaten, but your intention right now is to use it as payment. And that's awesome. However, Mutar L'Kayem Mitzvos Mishloach Manos B'Purim B'Dvarim Sheish Ben Kedusha Shvius. You're allowed to use Kedusha Shvius for Mishloach Manos, and you can even return. People sent you Shalach Manas, right? You're allowed to return, which you're supposed to do, with things with Kedusha Shvius. Why? The Ein B'Kiyum Mitzvah Zubishum Priyas Chov. You're not paying a debt, because you really are not chayiv to give everybody who sends you, what's it called, back. Mishum Shechov U'Machmas Mitzvah below Chov Kaspi. It's only a Chov because of the Mitzvah, right? Not because you have some kind of monetary obligation. So the guy can't take you to court and say, I sent you Shalach Manas, why don't you send me back? Right, that's, it's not a monetary responsibility, it's a mitzvah responsibility, and therefore it's okay. Okay, the problem is like this, and next time we'll go into more detail, because maybe by next time I'll have more information. But that's not what we do with the shlichus. I mean, what we do with the shlichus is we get around not paying for the vegetables. Okay, you sign your name, you made yesh your agent, and Yesh made the wholesalers their agent to go and bring things with Kedusha Shvius. So Yesh is not paying the wholesaler for the vegetables. They're only paying them for their bother, for the hovala and for the tircha. Okay, and that's how they figure out the price, right? Based on the hovala and the tircha, which lechora changes according to how much they're bringing. Right, the expenses get more if you have to bring more. You have to hire two trucks or whatever. And supposedly there's a Beis Din regulating how they, what they can charge based on their expenses. Okay. However, you buy it in Yesh. It's not distributed anywhere different. It's not even distributed in a different aisle. It's your regular, we're all regular fruits and vegetables. Secondly, l'chaora, from what I understand, you're buying it by weight. They weigh it. Just like, what's it called? And you pay according to the weight. So aside from the fact that you're not paying for the vegetables, even though you're paying by weight, because somehow there's a chishuv, supposedly, that how much expenses there are based on how much the expenses are prorated according to the amount, but the chord is a separate issue of selling it by weight or by volume or by number. Right, and selling it in a normal place where you sell. I would understand, and I think some shmitas back, I remember that they didn't put it in the regular thing, but they had like a place for chalukas shvius in the store, right? And our store, we had that Chaim Jacobs when he ran the store. So during shmita, he gave the shmita stuff from the back of the store, from the yeshiva's dining room, from the back of the store, right? That room in the back, which was the ladies' section when the yeshiva had things. That back room. Right? And he didn't give the shemitah stuff from the store itself. Now, Yesh, again, I don't usually, I haven't shopped yet for, I've helped my wife shopping, but I haven't shopped anything that had Kedusha Shvius yet. But I'm under the impression that it's, in the regular thing, just has signs up, what's Yavul Shishis, what's it called, Kedusha Shvius, what's it called, what's, what? The what?
Shishis
and Nachri. Right. Okay. So the Nachri we hold has Kedusha Shvias. And they're selling it regular, as if you would be going to a regular year, yeah? So right. And when you go to the cashier, she weighs it, and you're being charged according to weight. I'm not 100% sure why that's okay. Yeah, I don't know. But I'll tell you the truth. I rely on the hashgachas that do this. There must be a reason why. I just don't know why. Right? I am surely not one to question what people who have been here, you know, since they're born and gone through many more shemitahs and are much more proficient. All of this is done with their okay. There must be a reason why it's okay, but I haven't been able to find anywhere that it says that. So I'm not 100% sure why. Yeah?
How does it work if you... Say, for example, if we go to Yerushalayim and we want to buy produce that's from Nachri, that we consider as Kedushas Shvias, but they don't consider
So, in that situation, if you have to buy... It's better not to buy there. It's better to buy by places that you're making shlichus. If you can't, you're stuck, right? It's Erev Shabbos, and you have to bring vegetables home, and you can only buy there. So first of all, since they hold that it's mutter, they're allowed to sell it to you. Okay? You're not causing them to do anything wrong because they hold it's mutter. They have a psak that it's mutter. So you shouldn't, then we're going to get to that. Then the problem only is that if the person who runs the store is not a neman on shvius, especially here, where he's going to use the money.
But if it's a place that has a good hashkafa.
Right. Okay. But that doesn't mean that the person you're giving the money is going to use the money properly. So therefore, you should buy it like in the ways Bahavla. In other words, tell the guy that I'm buying all these things. I'm paying you extra for the things that don't have Kedusha Shvias, and the other things you give me as a present. That's one possibility. If he doesn't want to do that, right, because he wants to weigh everything and charge you with regular, then you should not pay him with cash. You should pay either with a check or with a credit card. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't have a credit card or a check with you, then you should tell him, look, I want you to put this on a bill, even though you don't know who I am, and I want to go out of the store and I'll come back and pay you in a few minutes. That's preferable.
Okay. But there are people in Yesh who pay in cash, and therefore...
That's not 100% problem. No, that's not a problem. You're not paying, according to the setup, right? You made a shliach, you're not paying for the vegetables. You're paying for the tircha. So it's not in place of shvius. Now, even if a person didn't make a shlichus, right, they're not selling you the vegetables. They're charging you the same thing, right? So when you pay for those vegetables, you're not paying. Then you could pay with cash, because you're not. If you've made a shlichus for sure, even if not, their intention is not to charge you for the vegetables. Their intention is to charge you only for the tircha. So you're paying not for kedusha shvius vegetables. You're paying for transportation and bother.
It was somebody else is not signed up, and somebody buys in cash, and now that money has kedusha shvius, and you're going to get that money as change.
Yeah, it could be. Again, it could be that even if somebody's not signed up, when they sell those vegetables, they're not selling the vegetables. They're still only charging you, right? Even if you didn't sign up, you did something wrong because you didn't sign up. You didn't make me a shliach. But I'm selling it to you not to sell you the vegetables. I'm selling you only the. I'm exchanging your money for hovala and for a tircha. Again, it seems like a big bluff. Why it's okay, that's what I'm not 100% sure. But again, my sfeikos have no relevance to the halacha. Because it's okay, because they say it's okay. Right? Why it's okay, I'd like to hear the explanation, but it's okay, yeah.
Three questions. Firstly, last mitzvah, they said that there was something Bar Kol did that the others didn't. That was an advantage.
Yeah.
What was that?
I have no idea. This area of how to buy the things is beyond my comprehension. It doesn't seem like a legal fiction. It seems just like a fiction. And again, I take it that the people who know what these things are, the Isurim, know that it's okay. Why it's like that, I don't have a clue. And I don't. I really would like to speak once to Rav Afrati and ask him, you know, exactly what what the heck, what are they doing? Right? And again, is it really computed? Do they really have a computation? How much to charge? Or are they charging the vegetables that you're getting? Are they the same price as every time? Or
more expensive.
More expensive.
Why is that?
Okay, again. I don't understand.
Because they're saying that sometimes things are more expensive because if it's Nahui and they have to get them from the Shtachim,
they need Shmirah.
They have money for the Shmirah.
So at least your son should be able to make some money on this.
The Arabs the people, the sellers might be taking advantage of the situation. A more limited market.
I hear. Again, I'm sure that it's done in a way that's okay. How that is, I have no idea. And I'm still, I don't know what Shemitah, with how many years we're here, 40 years, it must be what, 7 Shemitahs we've been here? No. Six years. So it's what, 4 Shemitahs. 4 Shemitahs. I still don't have too much of an idea what's going on here.
Okay, next question. Did the Rosh say that, in terms of paying back, if you borrow oranges from somebody, you can pay back oranges?
No, you can't pay back a debt with Kedusha Shvias.
So be careful. Because you don't borrow your neighbor's oranges.
I don't know if that's called borrowing, because there's ribbis doesn't apply. That's not paying a debt, that's just exchanging things. Now, if you would want to pay back money, you couldn't pay back money. Right? They wouldn't take money for the oranges, the horror. They just want their oranges back. Right. So it's just we're giving you something. Right? That's why there's in those kind of cases we're usually makel on ribbis that if some of the oranges are a little bigger, you get 10 oranges. Right? That people are not mocked on it.
You're not supposed to give back 11 if you borrow 10.
Yeah. That's because that's borrower that it's more. But it's not, so we're not so machbid to go and evaluate, the exact thing. Because it's not really a loan. It's, you didn't loan it, you gave him this, and it's understood that you'll give back this. So I don't think that, I'll look into it, but I don't think so.
It doesn't matter if it's Shemitah for Shemitah, or Shemitah for Chulin, or Chulin for Shemitah.
Lachor, it shouldn't make a difference. It's the same thing. Now, you got Yivul Nachri stuff, and something came from Chutzlar, same celery or something like that. You want to pay back celery, but doesn't have or does have, I don't think it's a problem, but I'll take a look. That's not called paying back a debt.
Someone suggested to me that there are so many kulas you have to rely on in following this shita, and also pointed out that the Rabbi Yosef Karo, I guess, gave a nidui or something on people who didn't hold by what he said.
Who? That's so pashut, yeah. That it could be that the other side holds, the Chazal Nish side holds that the Rav Yosef Karo had Charota at the end of his life and took back the Heter. So surely he didn't put needle. It's not so pashut. What I tell people who call me from Yerushalayim, I tell them what you should do is like this. You're allowed to be noeg like Minig Yerushalayim. It's good to be machmer like the Chazal Nish. You should do it as a chumrah. Here we do it not as a chumrah, we do it as halacha, because that's part of the pi thing. That's one of the things pi. We have to be noeg shemitah like the Chazon Ish, halacha. By us, it's not a chumrah. People live in Yerushalayim, they can do like Yerushalayim and not have any kedusha shvias by Peiros Nachri. But it's good since there is a sheet of the Chazon Ish, and there's a lot to say that's not minig Yerushalayim either. It was never minig Yerushalayim 100%. That's also a possibility. That they should be, they say like this, I want to be machmer like the Chazon Ish, if I can. Where it's difficult, so then I'm really mitzad adin, I hold like the minig Yerushalayim. That's what I tell people, not here. Here, we have no choice.
Did the Rav said when we buy a pair of shoes that we're only supposed to get either for a few days or for like a regular shopping or something. What if I buy my regular, how many cucumbers I buy? And my neighbor asked me, oh, please can you pick up cucumbers for me also?
You're picking up for her what's normal for her to have. Yeah, you can be a shliach.
Even though
for
she's going to pay.
Yeah, v'haraya. That's exactly what the wholesalers do.
Okay, and then it's okay for her to give me regular money for it, and I'm giving money to the store.
To give you money, yeah, because she's not giving you money for the vegetables. She's giving you money.
Whatever I gave money to the
store. Right, whatever you gave money to the store, you didn't give for the vegetables, you gave for the hovala. She's paying you for the hovala that you paid.
Okay. And with all the questions that the Rav has raised about the buying and the selling, selling it and this and that, and also other things around. Is it better for us to be getting vegetables and things from Kutzarts if that's available?
Let's put it this way. There's no mitzvah to eat things with Kedusha Shvias. There is opinion like that, that there is. We don't hold like that. Okay. So what is there? What is best for Jews who are in business? If you buy everything from Chutz La'aretz, then the people who grow things here are suffering. On the other hand, the people who are bringing things in from Chutz La'aretz are Jews. So they're also suffering. I don't know exactly, you know, how to make the cheshbon. There is an inyan to support...
The people who are growing things here can't be Jews because you can't buy...
No, they could be Jews, and they're selling vegetables that were grew a little bit before Shemitah. They're not Svichim, right? So they're selling things, or they're doing it on what?
That would be
or also based in, right? There will be things with Kedusha Shvias that the farmers are benefiting from.
Like, for example, cucumbers or something. So cucumbers now, somebody could have that they planted before Shemitah started. And they grew now, and they picked them now. But once they pick them now, then they have Kedusha Shvias. So
right.
A Jewish farmer can't go pick his own cucumbers and sell them regular.
No, so he does it through either an Otzer Beis Din or like the Shlichus or whatever. So he does it in a permissible way, but he's benefiting from it. Right? He's not benefiting again from the crop itself, but from his tirch or whatever he's making a living from it. So on the other hand, the people who sell you things from the Chutzlar is also making a living from it.
Somebody told me a couple of days ago, and I don't remember who they said in the New York, they said, I'm going to ask you this, Deborah, or somebody else, I don't remember, that it's preferable, is that if somebody's getting Chutzlar's vegetables with the intention of doing it so that they can make sure that they're keeping all the laws of Shemitah properly, that's preferable. Is there such
it's only preferable if you know that there are problems that you can't avoid. But if you know you can do it properly, then there's no reason not to. Again, when it comes to Otzer Beis and Peiris, there's an inyan to support these farmers that are being Moser Nefesh to do things properly and yet have to live.
We used to be in that situation.
Right, exactly. Right, with the grape juice or whatever. And some people didn't buy these things. And in Yerushalayim, it's known not to buy these things. What's it called? With Yerushalayim Shvias, because it's very hard to. The only thing they allow with an Otzer Beis Din is Esrogim. Otherwise, they don't have any of these things. They don't have that cheshbon. And there are people on the other side. They won't buy anything if it comes from Yevul Nochri. Why support Arabs? Right? Which I hear also. But it's to say that any way is the way you have to do it. There's too many cheshbonos that, again, you want to support Jews, but Jews are in business of bringing things from Chutz La'aretz. So what about those Jews? Whatever is, again, there's no inyan dafka to buy things with Kedusha Shvias. There's no mitzvah to eat things with Kedusha Shvias. But on the other hand, there is an inyan to buy from Jews and to support Jews.
The people who bring in from Chutz La'aretz, they can live like they live the rest of the 6 years also. Now, just because they're making five times as much money now because of Shemitah.
Okay, again, I don't know what the cheshbon is. I don't know, you know, the practical side. Who's making money and why they're making money and why they're... A person should do what's best for them monetarily and halachically. And that's what we should do.
So any of these options are okay,
though? Yeah, none of them are perfect. Yeah.
Do vegetables... I understood that vegetables go according to when they're picked.
Right, but vegetables when they're picked, if they didn't grow before Shemitah, are also they're svichim.
No, for sure. But vegetables that were planted before and they're picked now, they're also svichim, aren't they?
No, if they didn't come up, if they came up a little bit before Shemitah, we hold that they're not svichim, but they have kedusha shvias because the kedusha shvias goes when they're picked. But if they were above the ground a little bit before Shemitah, then when you pick them during Shemitah, they don't have they have kedusha shvias, but they're not svichim. Anything that didn't come up above the ground.
So even Jewish farmers?
Even Jewish farmers.
Because Reuven thought that was...
If they have Kedusha Shvias, they have to just sell it the right way with the Shlichus. Right.
I have another question about the vegetables that I bought today in this Mishnah where they sell the vegetables.
Yeah.
So in the past it said Yevul Nochri or Shishis or something. And so the ones that... Some things that I bought today said that it was still Shishis. That was fine. The other one didn't say that it was a...
This is from this new thing?
No.
Oh. Something different.
It's the beer festival. Yeah, it's usually out of
the lettuce man?
Yeah, lettuce man. So something don't say anything on it, and it says it's not Shvius.
He says?
No. He didn't say anything. I heard one of them say somebody, everything is Nachri. But in the last week when I bought stuff, it had a sticker on it that said Nachri, and this time it didn't have a sticker that said Nachri. And they might still be using the old bibs and just assuming everybody knows it's Nachri. I don't know. And I tried to pull the number, nobody answered.
Okay, we have to speak to this guy and find out what it is.
If we get Yerk that says that it's wrong minutak, how is that?
So that depends how minutak it is and according to who. That's going to become now a big deal. There's this Otzer Haaretz. They use a lot of this thing. I don't know if you can rely on them or not. I know Choshev Rabbanim who say it's okay, and I know Choshev Rabbanim say it's not okay. Now, I don't know if the reason they say it's not okay is politically or halachically, because there is a political thing here. Now, even though I usually don't like to say that, but there is. I'm looking into the Otzer Haaretz, because it's going to become something that is going to be, if it's okay, that it would be very beneficial, especially for the fact that you're supporting Jews who are keeping Shemitah. I don't know, I have to really check into it. I have to speak to the Rabbanim that I know that I respect who do use it, who tell people to use it, and I have to speak to the Rabbanim who tell people not to use it, and then decide what we should do. But I don't know now.
Meanwhile,
can you also find out even if we're not allowed to buy it, if we're allowed to eat it?
Oh, that most of the time, unless there's a problem with Svichim, which probably with its Otzer Haaretz is not a problem, except along with all the things that they say are okay, which again depend on who they follow, who's psalking, what's Minutak or whatever, if Eliashiv has one derech in it and others have other. They also say Mechira, Heter Mechira Lechumra Kirav Kuk. I don't know what that means.
There was a whole big article about it in the Mishpacha.
Okay,
the
so
Mishpacha was all about Shemitah and
I only read it when it speaks about me. I'm just
kidding.
I didn't look at the best thing that we got today, but if some of them say that they're going to attack, so Lamaisa, what are we doing?
I don't know. I have to check into all these things. I mommy still know. I know it's very confusing. If it's confusing for you, it's confusing for me too. Again, this is not, even though I've been here four Shemitahs, I still feel like a greenhorn. Yeah.
Is it because they keep creating new ideas of how to...
No. It's because all the explanations or whatever, it's foreign. This is not, you know, we never learned this in yeshiva or whatever. It's something I only learned after the first Shemitah I was here. I really went to Rav Efrati and Rav Kalman Kahana, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and I attended every single meeting, and half the time I didn't know what they were talking about. Right, because it was all chaklaut things or whatever. I usually had to speak to the people here, right, and ask them what in the world they're talking about. But after the first Shemitah, I got at least an idea, and we gave shiurim then, really intensive shiurim throughout the summer, and then that helped also to get an idea. But still, like these details, I'm not 100% sure of why and what's going on, and who to trust, and who you can. There's so many different opinions, and when you know, do everything like Rav Eliashiv is one thing, but it's not so partial because Rav Eliashiv is not the one now who's involved. There's Rav Nissen Karelitz, and there's Rav Vosner, and okay, I just you should have Rachmanis on me. That's